Hey, it's a bonus episode. I'm coming at you this week with an additional special episode because something life-changing just happened and I cannot contain myself. And so I'm bringing you the news right here directly on the Friend Forward podcast. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. If you're just as irritable as I can sometimes be, then you sometimes get impatient whenever somebody has like an announcement to share and then they're taking forever saying all this stuff before they get to the point. And while that context is sometimes important, you find yourself wanting to scream like, oh my God, just tell us the announcement. So with that in mind, I'm going to start by telling you what the big news is and then share a little bit about how you can participate. So a couple months ago, I thought I would shoot my shot and I reached out to a couple literary agents with a book idea, something I was not considering for myself until somebody left a comment on TikTok and said, hey, I'm over here waiting on your book, like .. right? And then I couldn't shake the idea. And so I reached out, I thought, let me just put the idea out there. And most people said no, but two agents were interested. One said yes. And fast forward a couple months, we had six publishers who were interested in this book idea. We chose the one who was right for us. And recently we signed a six-figure book deal with a major publisher to bring you a book about how to fight for our friendships. A lot of books on friendship right now, they lean really heavily on the research side. And while we get a lot of good nuggets and we're like, oh, that's interesting, I didn't know about that, we're still left feeling kind of hungry for like tangible action steps. And then you have those feel good books that are like, oh, this was pleasant. And I like reading these stories about, you know, women's relationships. But then you still find yourself thinking, okay, this is nice to hear about them. How can I achieve these idealistic stories that you're sharing? And so we're going to bring you the ultimate guidebook for ways to address some of the top conflicts that often appear in platonic relationships among women. And I can't share too much right now, but that's kind of the gist of it. And we think it's going to be very different in that way. Something that's kind of like, get to the point, tell me something new, and how can I apply this right now? I've got you. You know, that's what we do all day. So I'm celebrating this win with you because many of you listening have been here since the very beginning. I mean, we used to be branded under a different name, different colors, and I had a different approach. I mean, everything. And now to see that after, you know, 3 years that this has gotten this kind of attention is very, very humbling. I think it's a testament to how faithful God is, because when I started the business, I wasn't sure how it would work out. I had some friends who kind of laughed at the idea of being a friendship coach. I remember being in a Barnes and Noble and talking to a woman about what I do for a living, and she kind of scoffed and said, oh, friendship coaching, that's a thing. And it was playful, but that really stuck with me for like 2 years. And despite the validation I received from a growing list of clients, despite national speaking engagements with, you know, the NFL, I still found myself like reluctant to share with people that that's what I do, because I knew I was up against their preconceived ideas of what's a worthy job and what is not. And so to see how this great, tremendous opportunity has presented itself just makes me so, so grateful and appreciative for those who have said, no, I buy in. I see the value of friendship coaching. I see how it can be helpful to get support in my platonic relationships the same way I might in my romantic relationships. It's just something that thrills me. And so to know that my book would be in a Target near you in January 2024 is so cool, and I am thrilled. So here's what happens next, though, is We want this to be a book that is timely, that's relevant, and makes you feel like, oh my gosh, I feel so seen. This is just what I needed. And so as the book presents different scripts for you, action steps, homework, research, all the things, we also want to sprinkle in some real life stories. I'll be including some from the intimate coaching sessions I've had, but I also want to hear from you. I know you're sitting on some really interesting experiences that you've had with friendship with other women, whether they're positive or negative, and I'd love to include them in this book. Or if you would like to be a part of a lot of different surveys that we plan on conducting and fun things like that, and you're like, I don't mind lending my voice to this conversation, I'd love to hear it. And so what you're going to do is go to betterfemalefriendships.com/book, and we will put you on a list where whenever we want to hear voices that we might include in this special project, we're going to turn to you. And so I hope to see you over there at betterfemalefriendships.com/book. And just thank you so much for, oh Lord, for being here and for believing in the work and for following along for all this time. I shared a video of my raw reaction to getting the news on Instagram, on my personal page at Danielle Byard Jackson, and the outpour of support and encouragement has been just so cool. And at times I feel a little unworthy of these things happening, but then I just remember how you can't show up and have God use you to do certain things if you're going to be scared about it, or if you're going to be doubtful and limit his capacity. And I certainly don't want to do that. I want to be a part of this larger movement that's taking place, that's helping us form and maintain strong friendships. Thank you for letting me be a part of that with you every week right here on this podcast. So I hope to see you over there on the book list. I hope you're signing up right now. And until the next time we chat, you know that I am right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.